Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from TMZ discussing the very public fallout between Erica Mena and her ex, Safari Samuels. From child support battles to social media call-outs, this story shows how personal disputes can quickly become legal and why handling them the right way matters. So, Erica Mena called out Safari Samuels on Instagram after seeing him at a Chris Brown concert, accusing him of performing for the gram instead of showing up for his children. She claimed he's not doing his court-ordered share in person or financially. Now, Safari has been ordered to pay $4,305 per month for their two children. Now, he has since requested a reduction, citing a change in income. And that can happen a lot, for sure. And, you know, it also says, though, that he's not showing up to visit his children. And really, people get those things confused because they are truly mutually exclusive, whether you agree with that or not. You are entitled to see your children, but you also are required, responsible for supporting them as well. But if you don't see them, you still got to pay. If you don't pay, you can still see them. That's just the way that works. Now, the personal spat has escalated into a public feud, fueled by the Instagram stories and, of course, theatrical posts, even while Erica is vacationing in Greece. You know, what are the legal and emotional risks when co-parents air their disagreements publicly? It's terrible. It is so terrible. And it's really tacky, everyone. I mean, come on. Now, if you're famous, quasi-famous, whatever, you think you're famous, got a lot of money, and you think that that is helping your career, all right, but be concerned, because once it's out there. And when that is in a courtroom, it usually never ends well. It's always taken out of context, but still, you know, going crazy dancing and, you know, out and about. I mean, that is what it is. Now, if you don't have your kids with you, all right, you're letting off some steam. Regardless, most people do not want to be in a courtroom with a judge there who is judging you, right? They're called a judge. They are going to judge you based on those things. Think about it and be smart, I would say, because it will come into court. If they can figure out a way just to make you look bad and embarrass you, they're going to do it. And, you know, when a court is evaluating requests to modify team sharing, that usually has quite a burden. And certainly it does in Florida. So, you know, depending on where they are in the process, how long since they had the original agreement, but you really are going to have these keywords, a substantial change in circumstances. And it's going to be a similar burden wherever you are. But that's the burden in Florida. And it's also got to be in the best interest of the children. So generally speaking, most therapists, experts will always say, you know, a child should have as much time as possible with both parents. But, you know, it just depends on how you're showing up. If you're showing up, you know, basically, if you haven't been showing up and you're like, now I want more time, you know, unfortunately, you might get it. And they might get it, ladies. I'm just telling you, that's the way the world seems to work in favor of the fathers. But it doesn't mean you're going to pay less, which is usually what they always want, is to pay less. What's the best way to keep co-parenting disputes out of the public eye? Well, stay on the Instagram, for heaven's sakes, and social media. Keep it to yourself, try to work it out, and really call your lawyer and let them deal with it for you. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 183. Co-parenting communication is the key to a smooth school year. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.